Shaping Tasmania, a journey in 100 objects. Here's 936 ABC Hobart and ABC Northern Tasmania's afternoon presenter Penny Terry with object number 79, Hobart General Hospital Services Medal.
Typhoid was a feared killer in colonial Tasmania, with a particularly severe epidemic occurring in early 1887. Poor sanitation and bad drainage, often found in closely settled inner city and industrial neighbourhoods, were largely to blame. Typhoid patients were admitted to the newly built Fever Ward, later known as the Women's Block, at the Hobart Hospital, and were cared for by a group of dedicated and courageous nurses who risked infection by this deadly disease on a daily basis. This selfless work afforded nurses a very high reputation. Nursing had only recently been granted professional status, and public recognition of their work improved morale and reinforced calls for better training and conditions. The board of the Hobart Hospital suggested that the work of the hospital nurses during the typhoid epidemic should be recognised, and so medals were struck to reward their courage and devotion. The gold medals were manufactured by Mr. Goldling of Liverpool Street and were presented to 19 sisters and nurses by the wife of the governor, Lady Hamilton. The medal in the museum collection was awarded to Nurse C. Stanfield. Against opposition by those who felt that drawing attention to infectious disease would damage the city's reputation as a health resort, engineer Alfred Malt argued that providing better sanitary conditions would counter typhoid outbreaks, and he drafted plans for a metropolitan sewerage scheme. The initial stages were built between 1903 and 1912 and significantly reduced the incidence of typhoid. Despite initial ratepayers' opposition due to cost, those not connected to the system soon requested that they be included. Today, Malt's plans provide ongoing value in revealing to us the layout of Hobart streets and placement of buildings at the turn of the 20th century.
Shaping Tasmania, a journey in 100 objects, presented by the Tasmanian Museum and Art Gallery and ABC Local Radio.